Ian, you're introducing? Oh, you're just still researching?
No, I'm just writing
down. It's okay,
down.
I can edit
Talk
all this out.
Talk about Transformers later.
I can edit it all out.
All right, you ready?
Actually, we'll leave this in and I'll edit out the show.
I'm all for that. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Sneaky Dragon, episode number 14. The luckiest. That's the luckiest because it's two sevens together, so that makes it the luckiest. I'm Ian Boothby.
And I'm David Dedrick.
And we have a special guest with us tonight. This is our first guest that we've ever had.
Yes.
Legally, we have been allowed to have guests. We've sprayed the studio.
That's right. We're going to hit him with a champagne bottle.
And his name, he's doing the good podcast thing, which is you don't talk until you're introduced. Well done. He's done this before. From the Caustic Soda Podcast, we've got Torin Atkinson is here.
Yay.
Hooray for Torin.
Follow me on Facebook.
And we're done. That was okay. Torin. It was great to have you here, Torin.
Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Oh, fantastic.
Facebook zombie.
Yeah, that is a little bit annoying now, isn't it? Like when people at the end of everything follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook. If I liked you, I would.
It's like the .com. You don't say .com anymore. And I feel you don't have to say follow me on Facebook anymore because everyone knows about Facebook. And you can choose to follow or not follow with the understanding that you can follow someone on Facebook.
Yeah. Everyone is followable now.
Or you can subscribe on Facebook now, so you don't actually have to be...
Right.
You can creep them without them knowing about it.
And you can like them, but get no... and choose not to ever see anything that they do.
I like that a lot. Actually, there's a lot of people that I have done the old blocky, but the silent blocky.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's not see any of your posts again.
Yeah.
And now you don't have to get mad and go, what up?
Why didn't you like me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's because you're creepy. You're a creepy individual, and you put pictures up of sad dogs. I don't want to see that.
This is explaining Ian and my Facebook relationship quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry I brought that up.
Fair enough.
I was specifically thinking of you, too, when I brought that up.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
But welcome to the Hell Kitty Studios. As you see, half of the office is nerdy Doctor Who comic book stuff, and the other half is sports memorabilia and Beatles paraphernalia, and that is Dave's half, and this is my half over here.
Oh, okay.
We live together, much like the Pro Stars did.
But there are sports-themed superheroes.
Oh, okay. Such as?
Ooh.
Now, are you talking, is Kickers, Inc.? Were Kickers, Inc. From the old New Universe?
Wasn't there like the sportsman villain?
Well, there was the sportsman, that is true.
Yeah.
That's a villain, right, so.
Yeah, that is the villain. Now, wasn't there was a football player that was like NFL Super Pro, I believe.
And in Bionic 6, one of the kids was a baseball dude.
There we go.
Who remembers Bionic 6?
I don't.
Now, does England have any cricket-related superheroes?
Ooh.
The Batsman.
That would be great. Batsman is actually a great name because it's close enough.
Yeah.
You would definitely be shelved right next to Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But could be totally mistaken.
Oh yeah, yeah. God, somebody, I picked up Batsman.
I like it. No, all right.
I wish I knew some cricket terms so I could make kind of bam, pow, zip.
Googly.
Exclamations usually.
A googly, that's the, you know, every time he throws a, pitches a ball at some, whatever the, I think it's called a ball. And it's googly.
I think they are called a ball. Yeah. They have the same word for ball in England as we do in Canada.
And even in cricket?
I believe so, yes.
Mm. Or if there's a particular situation, he goes, that's a sticky wicket.
Oh, yes.
Look, this is gold, guys.
Is it?
Yeah, Batsman. I'm saying, like, I know we're hopping on this podcast train way too late.
Well, you're the writer here.
Yeah, but I think web comics are the new hot thing.
I think so, too.
I think we got to do Batsman.
Mm-hmm. Batsman, sure.
All right, listen, we're all in the room at the same time.
We're all in the same. I'm just, so you know,
TM.
C. Oh, too late, I did the little C.
Oh,
in the air with his finger.
Oh, you can do a finger copyright.
Yeah.
All right, Dave finger banged out a copyright.
It's like an air quote, air copyright.
Right, okay.
All right, fair enough.
I'm going to look into that legally.
Now, Torin, you...
Please don't.
Legally.
We're doing kind of a two nerd on one situation here. Now, Dave is a music nerd.
Okay.
And a sports nerd. But we are... Now, what would you say your nerdisms are, generally?
Probably very close to your nerdisms. I was thinking about Star Trek today.
Ah.
And I was thinking about fantasy... I was thinking about fantasy football.
Right.
Where fantasy football is not like Blood Bowl.
Right.
Well, it is that too. But when most people think of fantasy football, they think of take people from different teams and make your own fantasy awesome team that you would like to have.
You would not include, like, say, a dwarf, an elf, or a warrior in fantasy football. This is different than what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Because I was thinking you were talking about lingerie football.
Oh, yes. Well, there's
football.
That too.
All right, but we'll let our guests keep talking, please.
Okay. And I was just thinking, wouldn't it be fun for all of us, especially you, sir,
okay,
to engage in some fantasy Star Trek crews.
Oh, fantasy,
where
like
we
the
go
best.
All the different iterations of Star Trek and make our own, just ignoring time and
Okay. I'm going to go a bit of a wild card off the top.
All right.
Okay, I want to include in this, so we're now helming.
So if you're picking your team, yeah. I can't have anyone from my on my
oh,
team.
Oh, am I picking a whole team?
Yeah, so like captain, doctor, and
all right.
Is there a doctor? Is there a doctor in all the?
I think in every incarnation of Star Trek, there is a doctor.
A doctor. Okay.
Okay.
You may not get a barber in every iteration of Star Trek.
Let me give you mine. I'm just going to go. I'm going to go maybe a threefer.
There's always a barber on the spaceship Seville.
Okay. I'm going to go with for captain. I'm going to go Captain Archer. Wait, no. Who's the guy? Pike. Who's like
right.
in the wheel beeps and he just beeps. And so
that makes for good drama.
Yeah. He has to negotiate with people on the screen through beeps and they just get frustrated and they leave, you know, or he argues with a computer and the computer's like, you speak binary like me. We are of one people. You may pass. So like that's all his things. And he always wheels around, but he still gets a lot of ladies. But then they like cut away and you don't know what happens, but they're always really satisfied at the end. You don't know what comes out of that box.
I think they're all those robot ladies from that Harry Mudd's wife, though, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
And they're all like robot duplicates?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Our court!
Exactly. Fantastic.
And after Pike has his sexual agency, he immediately writes a letter to Penthouse.
Dear Penthouse Federation, I never thought it would happen to me, but today. Okay. Number two. I'd like a sexy Borg lady. She's around.
As your second in command.
Yes, she does
sexy
everything.
Sexy Borg lady.
She's all Borged
from
up.
From the movie.
You have to tell me what
show that's
you can't,
from.
You also have to say like what iteration of Star Trek you're
in. I believe Borg that's from Voyager. It's not Voyager. I'm sorry.
I thought you were talking about the Borg
Seven of
Queen.
Nine. No, I'm talking Seven of Nine.
Okay, can I have the Borg Queen then?
You can have the Borg Queen.
Was she one of the people working on the Star Deck? What is it called? The thing they're on.
The Enterprise? Or the Starship?
The bridge.
Okay, but let me just fill out the rest of mine.
Sure.
Okay, I also want Scotty, but I don't want the real Scotty. I want a hologram of Scotty who escaped from the holodeck.
Did this happen?
Okay, it didn't happen, so let me go with Moriarty. Okay. Moriarty did escape, so Moriarty is there.
Is he your doctor?
He is my doctor, Dr. Moriarty.
He is
a doctor.
Gotcha. And Professor Moriarty.
Yeah, but I believe he could doctor it up. Okay. And then finally, I would like the squirrel from the Peter David Star Trek comics that was always running around during a really terrible, terrible issues of Peter David Star Trek comics. There is a squirrel.
Okay.
And he would like stand
on. You're not thinking
of
Rocket Raccoon, are
you? I am not. And he would stand, I believe, on another squirrel to reach buttons because he could not. The buttons were too
high.
There'd
be three squirrels.
So this was like a sentient squirrel or just a space squirrel that they picked up like a rat?
Just like, they were infested with squirrels is what happened. No, it was a squirrel. Any uniform. He was from a. Yeah, what happened was Peter David.
Are they in a chair and they're doing that? Because I don't think two squirrels would be tall enough to reach.
I think if they
use their space squirrels, remember?
That is true. It is a space squirrel.
Slightly
and perhaps
larger.
They have the gravity slightly lower than normal, so you can jump a little higher.
I love that we're getting this nerdy and deep.
About that.
And I'm sure we've lost a lot of listeners, but I'm going to just clarify what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Peter David, for a while, took over the Star Trek comic for DC, and I don't know whether it was because they were doing movies so you could not advance the characters too much.
Okay.
You could not have them do anything. So he brought a lot of new characters onto the bridge, and they had crazy adventures. Like, I think there was
Admiral,
was like Commander Bearclaw something.
We want you to write a Star Trek comic, but you can't use Kirk, Spock, McCoy, or anybody else.
Right. Oh, I would also accept that long rubberneck guy from Star Trek the Animated Series. I like that guy.
Oh, Eriks.
Sure, let's go with that.
In fairness, if you want to throw some sports dudes on your Star Trek team, I will allow it.
Okay. I've taken
after
too
this.
Much time. That's my group. Okay,
okay, that's your group. Okay, well, Taryn, you can go next.
Well, it's already established that I got the Borg Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
whose head does
Alice,
get removed?
Yeah, her whole Alice head and shoulders can be removed from her body.
Wow. Wasn't she in a movie?
She was in Star Trek Star Trek Nemesis. No, sorry.
Yeah, it was where they fought the Bjorn Borg.
The Bjorn Borg, okay.
Star Trek Sexy Borg.
Okay, is that right?
It's the one where Picard gets upset and shoots people in the holodeck with the safeties off.
He chews people in the holodeck?
Shoots them, sorry.
Oh, he shoots them in the...
My bad podcasting mind.
I don't think I've seen that one.
We can wait till you've seen it and record this again if you want.
Yeah.
I'll bring it up on screen. I think it's on
YouTube.
I just
want to point out, I don't know if everyone knows this, but I am not the biggest Star Trek fan.
He's second biggest?
Neither am I, actually. I have not watched a lot of Star Trek.
Which is why I'm picking these characters. Very much, so I have very limited choices here.
But
so
you saw the last movie, though.
Yeah, I did see the last movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could go Kirk, Spock, and McCoy as your dream team, if you
want. Rebooted ones or the classic ones. But Torin is still talking.
Yes.
Be polite to our guest. Torin, please continue. Borg queen with removable head.
So you are taking Eryx or you're not taking Eryx?
Now, Eryx is long neck.
The long neck from
I'll
the
let you have Eryx.
Okay.
You go.
Okay. And I would also like the female cat lady. Also from the cartoon.
Okay, this just sounds like a fetish ride. This is all that we're doing here.
Go Borg lady.
And then who's the one that spanks people?
That would be Troy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my three.
And then I'll take Porkins from Star Trek.
And the doctor will be Eryx.
Okay.
He's got extra hands. He's got like three arms and three legs.
So we're only allowed three people?
Well, we don't want to take the whole podcast up with this, I assume.
Yeah, go ahead. You just like burn through your neck.
I have no idea.
Is that too much or too little for you?
Okay, well, I'll go with... I don't know. Okay.
Think about what you saw.
You took one that didn't work on the Star Trek. Because I saw one show one time. I didn't see all of the show.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But it was... Okay, this is the plot. Kirk is bringing some lady whose husband is a famous scientist who makes robots, and he's taking her to see the husband.
Okay.
Now, I missed that part of it, but they're on the planet.
Yeah.
And the husband has created some, like, totally sexy robot lady.
Oh.
Like, absolutely killer 60s woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see her midriff?
And he's, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I think I saw that one. The one where they show the lady's midriff.
I want her on the bridge.
Okay. You want three of those?
That's it.
Now, here's my question about later Star Treks, because you got your regular Star Trek, then you got your Next Gen, then you got your Voyager, then is that it? Is there another one in there?
There's Enterprise.
Enterprise, but that's a prequel.
Correct.
All right. So you got like your Next Gen and your Voyager and
Wait,
what have you.
Enterprise?
Deep Space Nine, did you say that?
Deep Space Nine, there we go.
Who was on Enterprise? Was that the one with the guy who
Scott Bakula.
So that one was before?
Yeah, that was Archer, Admiral, like Captain Archer.
Yeah,
the most recent TV series. Yeah. But it's set earlier than any other.
And it's the one with the worst theme song.
Oh,
yes.
That's too bad.
Okay. My question is, in like the later episodes, whenever they find a robot, and occasionally they'll find a robot, why is it never a sexy 60s robot? Because that seems all they used to build.
Right.
Yeah.
Like with the nice short skirt
point.
And the thing.
Mm-hmm. I was all for that.
I assume it was kind of one of those Futurama don't date robots kind of themes where... you know, they had the sexy robots for a while,
and then
everyone just dated sexy robots.
And it just became so depraved and so decadent that finally people were just like, we have
and
to stop
there
doing
just
this.
No more babies for a while. Yeah.
Here was the problem with the Enterprise series, aside from everything. They actually almost did...
The doctor was good.
Well, they almost did a thing which made sense, which was, I think there was an episode where Archer went back in time and something was getting screwed up. And it went... Basically, they could have done... When I watched that one, I went, you could do what actually they ended up later doing on the Star Trek movies, which was, we're rebooting it all.
Yeah.
Anything can happen because we're now in a different timeline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily have to go the way you were going, but they ended up not doing that. But in Enterprise, everything was the same PC business that it is in Next Gen. You know, ladies are equal.
Oh, okay.
All races are swell.
And no one wears miniskirts.
But because that's in the past,
except for the mirror universe,
all of a sudden, later on, everyone gets sexist again. You know, and you get the ones where Kirk's going, I don't want to work with a woman. Everyone has to hike their skirts up high. There's a lot
of
weird Russian
jokes. Enterprise
should
have been like super sexist and racist?
Well, this was.
Yeah, because it's before
sexist,
racist Star Trek of the 60s.
No, they weren't sexist and racist.
Well,
they were Vulcanists. They hated the Vulcans.
Yeah, well,
that was the thing.
Kirk didn't like women to be in charge of anything, of any power. Like, that would always bother him. Like, I don't know. I got a woman working with me. This chick.
I just want to point out that whole sexism of Star Trek, the original Star Trek, was part of the female sexy robot problem.
Mm-hmm.
That whole attitude kind of came out of that, and this reached ahead, and that's why later on, no more sexy female robots. Not just the fact that there was all these guys expiring inside these dirty, sweaty men dying on top of this female sexy robot thing.
Well, and then...
Which is also a big problem.
The men had sex with the sexy robot women, and that's where the Borg came from.
Yeah, that's right.
They were all abortions. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened was they thought they got rid of them, but they ended up... Okay.
The thing I liked about Enterprise
the
most...
Church on those abortion jokes.
The thing I like about Enterprise the most was that they started off the series saying, we don't have phasers, We don't have transporters. We don't have any of the technology that you normally associate with Star Trek. And then by episode two, here's our phasers. Oh, we're going to try out this transporter. Oh, look at that.
Okay. So, yeah. So they recognize that people like those things.
I don't know if they recognized anything on Star Trek Enterprise.
No, I don't think they really did, except that, you know, Scott Bakula is watchable. Yeah, we like that guy. He's okay. Can I ask, I'm going to nerd off for just a second because I've had a question that I've wanted to ask. No, we're not having a nerd off, but I would like to nerd tangent for a second. Now, you are
a... Wait a second. We just finished talking about Star Trek and now we're having a nerd tangent?
Well, no, I'm nerding tangent.
You thought it was nerdy before.
Like, often I will
brace
want
yourself,
to talk about a subject and we... in no way ever get to it. But this is one that only I could ask this fellow here.
Okay.
Okay, this is an important
question.
I'm
going to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a minute.
All right, please do. Oh, he's going right now in front of us. That's weird. Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess that's...
got the chair with a hole in it.
I guess that sham wow is going to hold it all. Good for them. Didn't know that's why we got them.
I thought it was a slap chop.
Do not mistake those two. Okay, now you are a fan of Hanna-Barbera, that kind of thing. Are you, or am I incorrect about that?
I'm a fan of all cartoons in general.
Okay, just because I've seen some of your drawings and they seem to have a little bit of a Hanna-Barbera-esque feel sometimes.
A barbarianism?
A little barbarianism.
Okay, sure.
Okay, now there's something I never understood when I was a kid. They used to have these cartoons where Yogi had a lot of friends. They would have one like they have your Yogi's Laugh Olympics. You have your Yogi's Ark, where the world had been destroyed.
I don't remember that one.
The only survivors were Yogi and his friends who took off in an ark to try and find like salvation or something. It was a dark. I might be remembering it wrong, but that
was
seemed
Squiddly
to be the,
Diddly in this. Is this
the octopus?
Squiddly Diddly was the Hanna-Barbera octopus. Yeah,
this was my question. They always had an octopus who was doing stuff.
Yeah,
and yet. Who is this dude? Like, he never had his own series, did he? There was never the Squiddly Diddly Hour.
No.
I wonder, like, what's his backstory? Because he always shows up when, especially during the apocalypse, he took off. I think that is the premise of the show, which is like, things have gotten pretty bad. Let's get an arc and take off. And Yogi and his friends just go, fuck you, Earth. And off they go because, you know, screw everyone. And everyone on Earth
But
died.
If it's like an arc, they don't have two of every animal. So there's going to be some horrible against... you know, crime against nature hybrids going on there.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
You know, half Yogi, half Squiddly.
I think Yogi did bring his girlfriend.
Yogi has a girlfriend?
Yeah.
And it's not Boo Boo?
Yeah, the girl bear. What's her name? Yeah, she's
Yogetta?
Yeah, Yogetta. That's his
Yogina?
Yogetta me some breakfast is what he said. It was a sexist time.
You know,
it was a very sexist time.
I think really when we Google this, it's going to turn out that it was actually Yogi's park, which makes a lot more sense because he's a bear.
That would make sense. Well, he's taken over the park. He's kicked Ranger Smith out of there.
Jellystone.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then during the apocalypse, they renamed it Hellystone.
I like it.
Geysers of flame. Yeah,
after the rapture, all of the good Hanna-Barbera characters rise up.
That's right.
A couple of characters from Wait Till Your Father Gets Home, they all rise up. Some of the top cat folks, they rise up.
But Precious Pup didn't make it.
Every hour or two, Old Faithless spurts flame out of it.
Augie Doggy makes it, Doggy Daddy doesn't.
Yeah,
who makes it into the rapture, like from the Hanna-Barbera world, and who stays below?
Who makes it to that imaginary end of the world? Let's think now.
Is cartoon heaven more or less real than regular heaven?
That's right. Let's impugn.
I do like the idea of the Hanna-Barbarians, though.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely.
Hanna and the Barbarians.
I just want to say, definitely Snagglepuss is staying here because that guy is one unreliable motherfucker.
Agreed. He's quite cowardly.
Which one was the one that said, exit, stage left?
That would be Snagglepuss.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, was Snagglepuss a parody of something that already existed, much
Pink
like
Panther?
Many of the... Yeah, was he? Like, he seems to be of the same stock
as
the Pink Panther.
Yeah, I don't know. Isn't that kind of an odd part? Like, when you watch Warner Brothers cartoons and things, and they're, like, completely ripping off a radio show?
Yeah, that's usually what happened, is my understanding. Hanna-Barbera just took various radio characters and
put
them into
Phil
animal
Silver's
cartoon.
Show was Top Cat, you know? And, of course, okay, you know, I mean, everyone... Honeymooners is Flintstones.
Yeah.
Fahrenheit 451 is the Jetsons. It's just a direct lifts of famous things.
Famous radio show. That famous radio show, Fahrenheit 451.
Well, they're on a tight schedule. They don't have time to make up characters.
Here's the creepiest thing about the Jetsons. You watch an episode of the Jetsons, and you know, somewhere on the ground, there's a tombstone with your name on it.
Oh, yeah.
What?
You are dead in the Jetsons world.
Oh,
there's
a
grave.
Okay.
There's a grave filled with you down on the ground.
But that's a lot of movies.
Did they have, like,
I'm not gonna
space
worry about
tombstones, though?
Well,
or did they just vaporize everyone in the vaporizomator?
Yeah.
I think they went on the ground in just one episode.
they had that episode where Grandpa Jetson died, and then they had to
they have this big giant blender
disintegrate
down below, and they just throw the body off of it down.
He's too fat to fit into the disintegrator.
Yeah, he looked horribly old, and then you found out he was only 14. Because you age horribly in the future so fast.
Oh, God.
That's the twist. That's the horrible, horrible twist.
Well, I know things like if you listen to the old Fred Allen show, there was Senator Clegg.
Fred Allen.
Fred Allen, the Fred Allen show? You don't know that? Okay, well, he was a famous radio comedian.
Okay.
And in his show, he had a segment called Allen's Alley. And he would walk along this alley and he would talk to various characters. And one of the characters was a Senator Claghorn, who spoke exactly like Foghorn Leghorn.
Wow,
that's
man,
where that
yes.
character yeah. came from.
Just completely lifted it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
And so it's really odd.
We should write a letter.
So you'd think that Fred Allen, who wrote...
to who?
Fred Allen wrote
and then
wrote
mail
the show
it to what
himself.
Graveyard?
Well, at the time, you'd think he would have said, wait a second, I created this character, I write all this material for this character, and then you are just taking it wholesale and putting it into your cartoon, and, you know, like, you know, how dare Warner Brothers, you know, not allow me to embed their
was
stupid cloudy
the
cartoon. Yes, he was. Yes, it was. It was happening exactly at the same time. That's the other thing. It's
well,
not.
They had like I remember. There's a couple of Warner Brothers cartoons where they just did the Jack Benny show.
Yeah,
with like mice.
Yeah, with the mice. Yeah,
yes.
or something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
just like.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Did you get permission for this, or is this just fine, or how's
and
this
it's weird
go?
Because Mel Blanc was a regular on the Jack Benny show. He did the famous.
Oh,
you know,
maybe
your
it was
money
his idea.
Life. Maybe I don't
Mel
know.
Mel Blanc.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of is what The Simpsons does now, you know. It's like you got, you know, Professor Frink, so you just do a quick one-off of Jerry Lewis. But Jerry Lewis is still alive, and yet this character here is doing his bit, you know, solidly, and what are you going to do? And, like, Edward G. Robinson obviously is dead, but there's a character just doing it. He's just Edward G. Robinson.
Yeah, there was...
It just goes on and on and on.
It does, completely.
Cartoons steal from real life.
It seemed odd, and then there's the one with
yeah,
like
Dave,
Abbott
Dave
Costello.
Is actually just a parody of an old racist Jack Benny character.
That's right, Whitey.
That's right. You were Jack Benny's butler for about two seasons.
Yes.
I sure do like mayonnaise, sir.
I'm going to get it right now. Excuse me while I walk over here normally and get this thing for you.
Let me just use any drinking fountain I please.
In front of the bus? Sounds good to me.
That's right.
Oh, Whitey. Yeah, not that popular.
Whitey, quote, front of the bus, unquote, Jones was my character.
But he's so relatable.
Yeah. Well, everyone could, you know, listen to the show and be like, oh, I totally understand that character and everything he's going through. His assumed superiority completely matches my own feelings about myself.
What's the next topic?
The next topic is...
We don't have topics.
No, we don't do that bullshit.
The
yeah, that's
that?
The thing. When I went to your show, I was like, all these papers and stuff. I was like, organized, more than three wires. I was like, it was so impressive, you know? I was like, topics? You know, we didn't realize how sloppy we were until...
Those papers were my taxes.
You were doing his taxes while you were doing the show.
Oh, okay. Well,
that was nice of you.
That's why I brought you in.
I'll throw this. We were talking a little bit earlier about Transformers.
No, we weren't.
Yes, we were. I was talking about it? A little bit. We were talking
about
Transformers. Something that always bugged me in Transformers is whenever they had like a character who's like in a wheelchair and just like, why don't you build that kid some legs, robots? Hey, space robots, why don't you fix the kid up? Hey, why don't you make our world better,
robots? What was that
robots?
Kid's name? Was it Wheels? I think it was Wheels.
I think it was Saddy.
Saddy.
You know what bugged me about Transformers?
Saddy McNolegs.
This is what bugged me about Transformers and He-Man and G.I. Joe. Is all those shows
I won't
came
take
on,
any talk about G.I. Joe. I support the G.I. Joe troops.
Those shows came on and they took off like Funorama and they took off like the Monkees or whatever so that they could show these god-awful half-hour cartoon shows that are basically just toy commercials with fake laughing at the end, you know, with the... Mm-hmm. At the end of each show, like that was like horrible. Like obviously, I was a teenager at the time, so I wasn't really ready for Transformers, or I was past being ready for Transformers.
Did you just object to the happy message at the end of it?
No, I objected to the loss of good cartoons for this piece of garbage with these barely.
Oh, you were just
characters.
Getting older.
Yes, exactly.
That's your problem, sir.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. As a 16-year-old, I objected to the cartoons going off the air. There is a problem there. There is a definite problem there.
I objected to the end of my nostalgia.
But you know that there was a Transformers G.I. Joe crossover.
That is... Oh, wait. What? No, I did not know this. I knew there were movies.
Which is to say like, that in one of the later Transformers episode, Cobra Commander showed up.
Okay. Now, all right. Who was the guy that got... All right. Sorry. I'm so going to nerd out here as well.
Okay.
Who was the one that... did this take place after the G.I. Joe movie? As
yes,
in like
I'm,
the animated
yes,
movie.
Yeah,
isn't
I think it,
Cobra
I think
Commander it, a snake at that point, or am I thinking of Serpentor? One of them gets turned into
a
snake
a
at the end.
Was a man.
Is that the Cobra Commander you're thinking of?
I don't know what you're doing. I have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah, and he was all wrapped around, I can't remember his name, But he was, I'm going to call him Bubba.
Don't look at me.
And he was blind because he'd been blinded by one of the Cobra Law.
With science.
He'd been.
Someone blinded him with science.
That was biological science.
His name was Bubba. He was blinded by a still explosion. And that's the actual character.
Maybe.
Okay, so what happened in the Transformers G.I. Joe crossover?
I can just tell you that there was the Transformers had hired some mad scientist, not the good Transformers, the Autobots, but rather the bad Transformers, the Decepticons.
Okay.
And they had...
Why are they hired? Like, from Earth?
Yeah, they were on
Earth. What nonsense is that?
Did you say they hired him?
Yeah, they hired him. That is absolute nonsense. These guys come from, they've got rockets. They can go
space
faster than light.
They hired him.
I just want to know, was it a contract?
They gave him Energon.
Job? Was it a contract that he'd have to bid on it?
Yeah, I think he did have to bid on it.
He had to bid on it.
They gave him some Energon coins.
Yeah, that's how the mad scientists work. And then, like, they make weird bids. It's just like, I'll work for 100. I'll work for a monkey head. I'll work for a kiss. And just like all these, meeting with mad scientists.
These scientists are mad.
But okay, these guys come from space. They are much more advanced than Earth.
Oh, but they're trapped on Earth, aren't they?
I understand. They're trapped on Earth. I get that much. But our science is crap next to them. It's like going to a primitive island and going, hey, fix my calculator.
Yeah, but it was a genetics thing.
Robots
don't understand biology.
Understood. That does make sense. Please continue with your story.
That is the end of my story.
Well, that was a terrible story that had no climax to it at all. So
unlike
okay.
Ian's relationship with his female sex robot.
Follow me on Facebook.
So wait, you're saying, okay, so they genetically... So, okay, the Decepticons go, mad scientists work for us. Mad scientist goes, sounds good to me. I'm going to blind this guy. Blinded him, end of show. Everyone laughs, credits roll. That was the crossover.
No, the blinding happened in Transformers the movie.
Is this an animated?
What?
There's an animated?
Okay, we got our wires crossed here.
No, I saw Transformers the movie. When did the blinding happen?
Sorry, G.I. Joe the movie.
All right, you liar. You
when
stinking
the still
liar.
Exploded,
Follow
I said
Facebook.
That already.
Okay, fair enough. So there was crossovers. All right, understood. So they are in the same universe.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Marvel Productions, I believe.
All right, fair enough. So G.I. Joe, they fight Cobra. And Cobra, what does Cobra want to do?
They want to take over the world.
And do what?
And run it.
It's because
Yeah,
what?
I mean, that's a strange idea, isn't it? When you think about
Everybody wants to
that
rule
seems
the
like
world.
A lot of work.
Like, I don't agree with Hitler, but I get Hitler. Like, I get his point of view. Cobra, I get Al-Qaeda. I don't like them, but I get them. What's Cobra's deal? So Cobra takes over the world. How are things different? Do Starbucks close?
I think he wants to put a snake on everything.
Yeah, that's generally
everything should be snake related.
Okay.
That's his main problem.
So it'd be the Canadian flag would be the two red bars, and then there'd be a red snake.
And everything will say "Don't tread on me" underneath.
Exactly. The Americans used to have that damn thing. Like
that's not anti-American.
They got tired of it really quickly, and I think everyone else would too. They'd be like, "Ugh, cobras."
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing.
Bring back, don't tread on me.
Yes,
pretty
there.
Much is.
Boom. So we do that, and then your regular day is what? Do you still have to go to school? Everyone goes to work? Do they change the businesses?
Yes, but it's Cobra School.
Which is how different? How is a Cobra School different?
Everyone gets a snake.
Okay, you get a snake. So they're all snake handlers. So the religion is snake handling.
Ah, there you go.
All right,
I
what's
like where
the,
you're going
what's
with this.
The healthcare system like in the Cobraverse?
Well, you know, the whole symbol is the two snakes in 20.
Boom, we've already there. That's covered.
That's
done.
True.
Basically, nothing. Nothing's
Maybe that
different.
Wasn't what he didn't want to change the medical system.
Precious,
the medical system was fine.
Precious little.
As far as Cobra Commander
so many
goes.
Lives are lost. Give them a shot. You know what? Cobra, get in the election. I think, like, Cobra in the American elections this year would have a shot. If you had, like, you know, Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum
Absolutely.
And Cobra Commander, you know, Cobra Commander has some strong points of view and he's not scared of Rush Limbaugh. I think there'd be a shot there. Cobra, just go for the elections, man. Stop
and
wasting
And he has
all
the faceplate, so anyone could be behind there.
Right. And you think Cobra could probably beat Iran in a war. So it's fine. Like, they are pro-military. You've got that. I don't know what their deal is on right to life. They like killing people.
Right
so,
to death.
Right to death.
I think that's where they stand.
Yeah, you know, and that's going to confuse some people. They'll probably go, sure, it sounds about right. Pro-death penalty, definitely.
Are they going to say, wait,
Usually
are you
by
right
constriction.
To, they're going to say to them, are you right to death or pro-choice? I can't figure out exactly.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Yeah, and they'll confuse them. But they'll still, I think Cobra Commander would have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did anyone see the last G.I. Joe movie?
No.
Wasn't there only one so far?
I stand by my statement.
No, there's a new G.I. Joe movie coming out, so it's going to – it's not
but
the
it's
last.
That's not the last.
It's not the last.
The oh, the recent. Previous. Have you seen the most recent? Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's...
We're grammar Nazis here.
Oh, thank
right
you.
Right now.
It's right this moment. Right this moment.
So is that a no? Nobody saw? No.
Nope.
Yes, I did. I did see it. I saw
what
it.
Did...
I paid – I'll tell you how much I paid. £20 I paid to
Holy
see that damn movie because I was in England, and that's how much movies cost over there. Thank you very much, Obama. Wait, that doesn't make sense at all.
That's a lot of money to see the Eiffel Tower get destroyed.
Yeah, I've seen that in a couple of movies.
Did they destroy the Eiffel Tower in the movie?
Yeah.
Now, in Britain, how do they feel about U.S. military propaganda films?
It was not a full theater. Okay. But charging £20,
yeah,
you know,
how could it be?
You do get to pick your seat, though. That is a nice thing. You do get to select what seat you get.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you buy your ticket?
So you got a seat by the window?
Yes, I did. And you do not have buttered popcorn. That is not an option. You either get salty or sweet. Or you could do a mix of both.
Do they put, like, pineapple on it, or how do you get
sweet? It's just salty or sweet.
Like a sugared kind of,
no, not a caramel, but like a just a little sweet, mm-hmm. almost a kettle corn
all
situation.
Right, okay. I know what you mean.
But please continue with G.I. Joe.
I was just wondering what was Cobra's main goal in the feature film, the live-action feature film.
An Oscar.
I think it was just to give Christopher Eccleston enough lines for people to, like, tolerate the film.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if they had a
Is
damn plan.
Is he Cobra
plan.
Commander in the movie, Christopher Eccleston?
No, he's Destro, isn't he?
Well, there's one. I don't want to say who the guy. All right. There is a little bit of a secret twisty twist as to who Cobra.
Yeah, but this movie came out like 3 years ago.
No, okay, no. We don't want to spoil it for anyone. Some
the, only way to,
seen it.
The only way to spoil it is to see it.
I agree with that statement. I did see,
I think
like,
it was
the
blackmail. I'm going to assume it was blackmail or terrorism.
All right.
Yeah.
The only part I saw was when they had the super suits and they were running around.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't there... Am I wrong? Or was that...
They're dressed like Superman and they're running around?
Yeah. Who was the sassy fellow in that? There was like a wisecracker. Who was that guy?
They weren't all sassy? There was some nonsense characters?
They were all sassy. Well,
had Charles Nelson Reilly is one of the members of G.I. Joe.
I'm in a pickle. Actually, Charles Nelson Reilly as Cobra Commander, I am 100% behind. I'll tell you what, Joe.
I would see that movie. I would go to that movie.
Yeah, that isn't bad.
And I am still bitter against G.I. Joe for taking Gilligan's Island off the air.
Oh, wow. Were they responsible for that?
Well, off reruns.
Did they come in
jerks.
And
How many
them?
Times do you have to see the movie? Not the movie, but the TV series. You know what happens to them. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you're at least in your third, sure. three deep in reruns
yeah,
at that
probably
point.
Probably at that point. Hey, when you're a kid, you can watch stuff over and over again. You don't care.
Right. So what happened
but
to the
bad guys in Cobra just shot lasers and they never hit anything. So I would think that Gilligan
well, they were just
and,
light.
And with their coconut shields.
Oh, that is a good point, too.
They would have just been fine.
They had coconut battery-powered shields.
Yeah, yeah.
How has Gilligan's Island not been a movie yet?
That is a good question.
How that is a good question,
not
actually.
Gotten ripped? Yeah, that's... Like, there was an unofficial tie-in with the Brady Bunch sequel, mm-hmm. the very Brady sequel.
Well, they did do a movie where they're rescued, didn't they? The Return
yes.
to Gilligan's Island?
Okay,
or,
if you want to take this. Jordan, please go ahead.
Sorry, what was the question?
Were the Gilligan's Island crew rescued?
They did do like a later feature, not a feature film, but a
they
TV
were rescued
movie.
Many, many times.
But they
yes.
But they return and get trapped again.
They were yes.
A 3 hour tour.
There was the first
3 hour tour.
There was the first.
That's all it was supposed to be.
Now I don't know if you're counting Gilligan's Planet in continuity.
I am.
All right. In that case, they went to space for a while, came back. Now they're back on the island. They did get rescued. They did get rescued, and then yes, they found that their lives were not as good as they thought they were.
They found that the world had been taken over by apes.
I don't think that's how that
Gilligan's
happened.
Planet of the Apes.
I do like that Gilligan's... a lot, but I don't think it's true. But it will okay. be now. Now in a parallel universe like where that it. Exists. So they went back to the island, but then they got rescued again, and yep. they turned the island into a resort, and that mm-hmm. was going to be a spinoff, which was it was going to be kind of, you know, like celebrities.
Island.
Yeah, without the fantasy.
The boat.
And at one point, the Harlem Globetrotters show up as well.
Ooh. So was it kind of like the Love Boat goes to Gilligan's Island and then...
Yeah, basically. Yeah. It's just an excuse... It every so often they do a show where it's like, hey, actors, would you like to go to Hawaii and guest star on an episode of a show? Mm-hmm. And actors go, hells yeah, and they do that, and every so often they do that. Right now, that's kind of what the Hawaii Five-O relaunch is.
Oh,
you'll
is
see
right?
like a lot of people like, why is he on that? Why is James Caan on this show? Because it's Hawaii.
Yeah.
He's James Caan. That's why. He'll show up. He'll say a couple of lines. Why is Dennis Miller on this? Because it's Hawaii. You go. Yeah. You do a couple of this and that and the other.
And Hawaii is... conservative enough for him?
Well, who, Dennis Miller?
Yeah.
He was on a boat, so I think like...
Oh,
it was
so he was safely not touching his feet on the blue state or
I think it may be,
red state,
he just knows
state.
That eventually it's going to sink into the ocean, so that's fine.
He's okay.
We went to...
Is it going to sink?
Well, they're all a chain of islands that are constantly moving up and down.
Yeah, and there is the giant plug underneath, which, God help us if like a whale gets that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is why we're trying to kill as many whales as possible.
Then the water would go where?
To space.
Oh,
I thought it was going to quench the hot, hot Earth's core.
Have you guys not read the Book of Mormon? Because this is all clearly laid out in there.
Clearly laid out.
I read Chariots of the Gods, but not the Book of Mormon.
Okay. Well, that's the sequel.
Oh, I see.
I hope if you read both, you believed in neither.
What have you got against Chariots of the Gods?
It's racist.
Well, so's those cartoons you like so damn much. How much blackface did Bugs Bunny go into?
Or Gilligan's Island, for that matter.
Oh, that's true. There was a little...
There's a lot of grass skirts in that one,
okay,
as I recall.
But I think racism in the 40s seems, you know, it's kind of the time. But in the 70s? Really? Come on, guys.
That's what most people say about a Hitler. It was of the time.
Yeah.
It's the 40s.
Yeah, it's explicable by its time. That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. He wasn't alone.
There's a lot of gold out there to steal.
That is an excellent point.
Well, who's stealing the gold? Hitler or?
As far as I know, everyone.
Prospectors. Nazi prospectors. Old-timey. Okay.
That's right.
There's gold in them there.
Poland. Let's go. Let's go to Poland. Gold. So much gold. We're taking over. That's actually how Hitler talked.
That's how he actually spoke?
Right. Well, when he was doing a speech, he'd stretch it out a bit. Oh, but okay. If you ever hear him just talking, you know, to himself, normally. Just like, I like doing art. When this is all over, I get back to painting. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my Hitler.
Pretty good.
Pretty good impersonation.
And this is my Goebbels. How's it going, guys? Things are getting pretty rough.
He was
in that bunker for two.
He was the camp character.
That's right. That was concentration camp.
Yeah, concentration
camp. That's what they used to call it back then.
Yeah. It took a lot of thinking to do.
Was there?
Oh, by the way, sorry. When we ever have these conversations, I got to put a nickel in the hate crime jar. Here we go.
Thank you.
Done. Now it's all paid.
Was there a game show called Concentration?
Yes.
And could they have merged those two?
No.
Merch right. Concentration and
camp.
Camp? Ooh. No.
No. Nope. Not at all.
They didn't have like...
I don't see it working.
What happened on Concentration? Was it one of those things where they show two
I think it might
dollar
have been
amounts
like,
or something and you have to match?
Yeah. I think it was a matching game. Mm. Yeah. I'm usually pretty good at these kind of things.
You know what? I'm terrible at these
Did
things.
Did you never watch... Well, you liked Price is
Watched TV
right.
as a child.
Hardly.
You watched cartoons as a child.
I like cartoons.
And as an adult.
Yep.
Okay.
What did you do instead of watching television?
Played outside.
Huh.
A lot.
Interesting.
A lot.
What can you tell us about the outside world?
Yeah, what's it like?
Well, it was really exciting, actually. You guys never did that? Like, I was not allowed in the house.
Do buttercups tell you if you like butter? Yeah.
My mom said in the morning, if it was summertime, my mom said, okay, leave to
did
all my brothers
you
and
food
I.
And clothing?
No,
or?
It was just go.
All right.
Get out of here, and then we, you know, come back at lunch, and then after lunch,
how
like,
did you know when it was lunch?
Leave again. She yelled, "Leave!" Okay. And then I left again.
His mother ran a meth lab.
We would,
which was really ahead of her time.
I don't know what she was doing.
The 70s.
She didn't even work at the time, so I don't know what she was doing with us out of the house.
I think watching soap operas, eating bonbons. If I remember what women in the '70s did,
she was watching the shows that you weren't watching, my friend.
She did a lot of ironing. No, my mom's not a TV
ironing.
I did go out and I played a lot. Now this raises an actual question to me. Now you're David. You're not a father, are you, Tori?
No.
Very good. Neither
not that he knows of.
What? Do you think he's got Alzheimer's? That'd be sad. That'd be a horrible joke, wouldn't it? Just like an old man in old folks' home. Do you have any grandkids? Not that I know of. Just absolutely terrible. Terrible. Okay. So you have youngins.
You've
got your fictional daughter, Phyllis.
Do you send them out
well, this
during
is,
the daytime?
Let me ask the question,
yeah, please do.
And which
do
will
that.
Lead into what you're saying.
Okay.
At what point did it go from us to them that children were not allowed to be free range? When did that stop? Because
I don't know.
Because it definitely stopped
horrible.
Where it was like, you know, it used to be you would go out, and as my wife always says, when the streetlights came on, that's when you went back in, or when your mom called you, that's when you went back in. But you were free range. You'd go out. I'd take the bus downtown when I was like 9.
Yep.
I'm going to say it was the 90s when that one kid in school shot other people, and then the whole game changed.
Wait, that means school. School is not
doesn't
safe
matter.
Then.
It doesn't
that's not
matter.
Outside is safe. The kids who didn't go to school that day were fine.
But the thing is, I remember taking the bus by myself to guitar lessons, so, and seeing pictures, you know, for Simon Partington, who was one of Robert Clifford Olson's victims.
Yes.
And I had my cousin had a friend who was given a business card by Clifford Robert Olson at Guilford.
Oh. What did it say in the business card?
He's a fashion photographer.
Okay.
And he was looking for models, you know, cause he worked both ends. He took boys to work on construction sites and he would kill them, and he would take girls as fashion models. And he would kill them. And so he had these two sort of angles he would work with them. And he had business cards printed up, and he looked very respectable and presentable. And he would give you his business card, and then he would offer to come pick you up at your house the next day. You know, yeah, he was a...
Well, and that's now, and that's when people stopped letting their kids out.
I would disagree with that because we still went out. That was right. That was my time, and my folks would still say, "No, you're walking to school." And it, like I remember, there was like a snow.
Take this knife with you.
Well, there was a snowstorm where it was really dangerous, plus a serial killer, and you're walking.
Yeah.
Like the end. Like, that was it. Well, I thought maybe that was a little bit of that. Maybe when that did happen, that's when
parents... I think it's because nowadays, you know, parents love their children. I think that's the real problem.
No, it's that we have an over exaggerated idea of danger in our world because of television. Because of television.
I thought you
were
going to say because of love.
No, not because of love. I think parents loved us in their kind of weird 50s parents way, but
in the way that we'll never understand.
We'll never understand. What was that? Was that love? What about nagging and criticizing?
I guess that was
love.
Making he's not my best boots. Friend.
But I mean, I was going to say when I was in elementary school, that was when Abby Drover was captured by that Donald Hill or whatever his name was. And do you remember that? And so
that sounds familiar.
Was he on Gilligan's Island?
No, he wasn't on Gilligan's Island. He kept her locked in his crawl space.
Oh, good.
And the police came and they were questioning, like they were going canvassing the neighborhood, and the policeman asked him some questions, and he was kind of suspicious of this guy, and he came back to ask him a couple more questions, and he opened the door just to say, you know, because in the carport, and this guy was opening up his secret door.
Uh-oh.
And that's how they discovered the girl. But that was when I was in elementary school. I was still walking to school by myself, cutting through Munday Park. This is the park that's connected to Essendale, or Riverview, as it's called now, the mental institution.
But you had your trapdoor-proof parka on.
That's right.
That would inflate. Well, I don't think it was based on anything real. Like, I don't think it's based on anything real. Yeah, because there was always horrible things that occurred. There was always someone in the neighborhood. Yeah, there's always horrible things. But
Wait a minute. There are horrible things going on right now?
In this room right now.
Yes.
What do you do to protect your children, sir?
Not very much.
No, he actually has raised a couple of free-range kids, much to the shock of a lot of neighbors. But yeah, I just wonder when specifically this occurred, because it did occur at some point.
It did.
And it just flipped. And then it was like, you can't let your kids out of your sight at all.
It was weird. And you feel guilty too, because when Mary was young, I took her to a friend's house, and they lived, like we live in a cul-de-sac. They were on the corner of the next street, and at some point,
cul-de-sacs don't have corners.
Well, our cul-de-sac came out onto the street that we come off of.
Okay.
Very just
good.
Around the next
street. So picture an omega symbol. Moving on.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, they were very close to where our house was. Not a long walk. And so at some point, like Mary was playing with her friend at this house, and then it was time for her to come home. So this girl's mom called and said, well, Mary's finished playing. Do you want to come and get her? And I said, no, it's okay. Just send her home. That's fine. She's like, oh, no, I couldn't do that. And I'm, no,
not
it's
in
fine.
This neighborhood with a cul-de-sac.
Yeah. And so I had to, then I was like, she's like, well, I'll just walk her home myself. So then I'm guilted, right? I'm
absolutely.
I'll come and get her. So, you know, I'm just
put her in the tube. Put her in the pneumatic tube.
The whole time.
A pneumatic tube actually would not be a bad way to get your kids from place to place now.
Oh, but yeah, so that's ridiculous.
Here's the way I picture, like, if I'm in the parent mindset, and I'm not. I picture parents today feel, yes, true. I don't trust my pets outside because there's, but legitimately, because there's signs saying cat missing and there's coyotes. There legitimately is coyotes.
Are you saying coyotes wouldn't attack a child?
That is a good point. Okay, fair enough. All right, there is a coyote threat. But the way I picture parents now thinking is, you let your kid outside, turn your back for 5 seconds, the traveling rape vans that go by, the black rape vans, the PETA vans are driving the neighborhood like ice cream trucks, and they will just open the side door, grab your kid, and then everyone will go,
they have a hook, and they just kind of hook them up by the back of their shirt collar.
I thought it was like a butterfly net kind of a thing.
No, they have the old ones because vaudeville doesn't use those hooks anymore.
Surplus.
If you go down to Hook and Ladder, it's all hooks, all ladders. It's just down the street. Right. They have the old-timey vaudeville hooks. They use those, grab the kids, pull them in the van.
But that's why you put the chip in the back of your kid's neck.
That's almost a thing. Almost to that point.
Wait a second, but isn't that when the black helicopters come and the UN takes over the world?
Are the UN Cobra?
I thought that was the same point when we stopped letting children be free range.
At that point.
Are we in the mirror universe now,
or was the mirror universe before that?
Wait, are we in the parallel dimension? How do we know if we're in Earth 1 or Earth 2? I'm going to see how old Superman is and ask him if he fought in World War II or not.
Does he have gray sideburns?
That's like, right.
Because I think my daughters grew up in one of a great area to grow up in. It's semi-rural, like we're in a subdivision.
Landfill with black bears?
No, there are no thanks. We're not in the Coquitlam side of things. But the but yeah, this is the end of our cul-de-sac, right across the street. It's all bush. with a creek.
Right.
Where there are beavers.
That's kind of where I grew up. I grew up catching snakes.
Yeah.
And now that area, there's no snakes there. There may be sexual predators. That I'm more concerned with the snakes.
That's the problem now. Now that the woods there, where this is fairly recent, but in the past, it would have been great for the kids to go play in it. Now there's meth addicts who live in the bushes.
Because they're nowhere to go. We're pushing the meth addicts out of their natural environment.
And you're like, why are you a meth addict? I had a childhood where they wouldn't let me outside. Well, this is like, it seems like almost all the problems with kids are, oh, they're all getting so fat now. Yeah, because you're not letting them outside.
Yeah,
they're watching too many video games and looking at porn on the internet because you're not letting them outside.
And woe betide when they get the video game porn.
It's not just that you're not
the same package.
It's not just that you're not letting them outside. You're not kicking them outside.
Because
quite frankly, even as
you
a child, I would
have
been
it's
happy
a lovely
to
day.
Lay in front of the TV. Yeah.
Well, here's what I always think, like, because, you know, I was talking to someone about this, about, like, porn on the internet and, like, what effect that would have on their kids, because kids can get to porn, whereas we used to have to go to the woods to find some or look in your dad's sock drawer or what have you. But I think nowadays
– that would be a good name for a porn site, yourdadssockdrawer.com.
That would not be bad, wouldn't it? Don't put on those socks.
C-circle.
That's right. But I don't think kids will be interested in pornography or that kind of thing because it's so there. It's like being in a chocolate store. Who cares? No, the one thing that will be taboo and interesting to them is like going outside. When do they get to go outside and be on their own? Time alone without eyes on you. That will be the most special thing.
Well, they do get to go outside. They get driven from their home to soccer lessons.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're driven from the soccer lessons to swimming lessons. And they go from swimming lessons to fencing
lessons.
Yeah,
it really depends on how far the windows open during the
That's
car
right,
ride.
During the
That's how much outside you get.
How much outside they get. And then, of course, because they're so busy, they don't have time to eat at home. So they have McDonald's, which they eat in the car while they're driving to their...
Or fruit roll-ups.
Or fruit roll-ups.
Because who's got time? Who's got time? And what, are you going to go into the market with your kids? There's pedophiles in the market. They're hanging
all
by the
over
fruit.
The place.
The fruits.
By
the
place is lousy.
They're by their fruit roll-ups.
That's right.
That's what they are.
Especially the buying low.
Yeah. Well, the buy used to be like stand for bisexual and low morals. That's what it used to be. It used to be a cruising supermarket back in the day. You guys knew that, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad I do now.
Actually, Safeway.
Why did they spell it B-U-Y, though? Was it just to throw us off?
Yes.
Yeah, they had to change it later on.
Change it. It was a legal thing.
Yeah. And Safeway. Actually, Safeway is a name of a brand of condoms back east. So, you know, that used to be, like, again, a sex store.
Coming together.
Okay. Yeah, almost all these grocery stores used to be sex stores.
Now, what about Deviants R Us?
is that
actually a toy store?
Yeah.
No, that... Oh, you get some really nice fresh fruit there.
Okay.
That is one of the nicest organic fruit markets you'll ever go to.
I've decided we are living in the mirror universe right now.
It's some really nice fresh fruit roll-ups there.
Oh, fresh fruit roll-ups. Just
Right off the roll.
Right off the roll.
Giant... What do you call it at the fabric store when it's on those giant spools?
That is really what fruit should look like in the future, in the year 2012, where we're living in
trees
the
with rolls on them?
Yeah, and you just go
like
up
toilet
and just
paper
pull
dispensers.
Down and just rip
Bolts.
It off.
Bolt is the word I was looking for.
Oh,
bolt
very nice.
Of fruit roll-up.
Yes, exactly.
Bolts, TM.
TM. Well, there is fruit by the foot, which is essentially a...
Now, is that actually by your foot?
No, it's fruit by the meter. I think it should probably be properly...
Yeah, it's not by your foot.
Canadian version is fruit by the meter.
Fruit by the meter.
Right.
It should be. Why isn't it? Why has that escaped?
Well, it doesn't alliterate.
Yes, that's right. It doesn't. You have to call it something else.
They do have meat by the meter, though.
Meat by the meter.
Oh, meat by the meter. Boy, that store
that
would do
really
well, wouldn't
good.
It?
Yeah.
You get
a big, it's a bolt of jerky.
It's just this long string of, I was thinking of ground beef coming out of the grinder.
meat by the meter.
Whenever they have those foot-long hot dogs at P&E, I'm like, get like meat by the meter. That'd be great. You know, a meter-long hot dog? Geez, everyone would go for that.
Were you at the P&E this year?
I did. Why
did you see that?
Something?
Did you see those really fancy hot dogs they had there that were $25?
No, explain. What do you do? Like gold?
Were
it was like this
or...
big...
built into the shape of a house or something, or like origami hot dogs.
That's right. You could live in this hot dog. No, it was. It didn't seem like that much. First thing, remember, $25 P&E money is $15 real world money.
True.
You have to remember that.
Wait. So you're talking about like P&E bucks? They have those now?
No. I just mean like in terms of what. Things cost at the P&E in real world.
Okay, wait
not
a second.
Just add $10 onto everything.
How many, now, Dave, how many skee ball tickets would that be?
I don't know. I never played skee ball.
I'm going to guess at least 10,000.
Do you remember when we were at WonderCon a couple of years ago and we played skee ball to win shirts for this is a while back. This was when Adventureland was coming out and they were promoting the movie. Well, every one of my balls went off and out of wherever the money was. And I ended up with like 3 points. I still got a shirt though.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this wasn't a game of skill.
They called them Wild Balls Dedrick for the rest of
it. It was so pathetic. I was like, oh, I can do this game. I roll off to the side, dollar.
Now, I don't think I've ever played skee ball. Is it S-K-E-E?
SKI, I think, isn't it?
Oh, that's a good question. I have a skee ball expert two eyes. In the room.
I'm getting a note that's two I's.
Two E's. Skee ball.
Two K's.
I believe it's got a secondary name. It's also called something else, and I can't remember what that is right now. But it's one of my wife's favorite games. She is amazing at it, and we end up with a lot of good swag.
I am not.
At the end of every
That's all I'm going to say. But isn't the one where you roll it along a,
that's ski ball,
a thing,
yeah.
and it ramps up, and then it lands into various...
And there's but there's no skiing.
There's no skiing
with an I.
There's no skiing involved.
But there is skiing with two E's.
That's right. I'm not sure what it stands for. How have you never played skee ball? What do you go to the P&E?
I was watching Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Okay. Have you never been to the P&E?
I have been to the P&E, but usually I'm looking at those giant bowls.
The bowls?
Those giant
bowls.
Oh, yeah.
They said looking at those giant balls. That's what I heard first of all.
White giant balls. That's what I'm looking at.
They live out where I live.
Do they?
Yeah.
On their off hours?
They're Aldergrove bulls.
Nice. Yeah, they are enormous, aren't they?
They're huge.
Those are some big bulls.
The big guy died. Big, whatever his name was. Big Ben, I think, is some kind of name like that.
Named after the clock?
They suspect, first of all, it's not a clock.
They had to get a new big one.
Big Ben is not a clock. I want to clarify that, everybody.
I could be wrong.
Is Big Ben the bell?
Big Ben ding, was ding. The horse of Ian, I can't remember his name now, the Olympic rider.
Ian,
my wife's going to kill me
giant
now.
Bull.
Ian Big Ben. Okay. Ian Miller.
Speaking of killing, so Big Ben passed away, and they suspect murder?
They suspect it. That's a lot of bull. That's what they said after.
That's a lot of bull.
Now, what do you do when he dies? Do you eat him?
Yeah.
Is
that meat by the meter?
The David Crusoe moment.
Well,
when
that?
They found the dead bull.
Yeah.
Oh, he told people
to... Go ahead.
Veterinarian says
wait a second. Wait for it. Because you can edit in the appropriate sound effect afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, all right. I'll bring you in. All right. Sorry. Kids, get away from the P&E. Everyone, get away from the P&E. Here you go, detective. The bull is dead.
Well, that's a lot of bull.
Yeah!
Oh, I guess I'm supposed to do that. I'm supposed to edit it in, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, well, it looks like this time, that's a lot of bull.
There you are. But do you eat him, or do you just, what do you do?
No, I think
did he die at the P&E while the kids were looking at him?
No,
that would have been way better.
Was it autoerotic asphyxiation?
It will. Because
that is a strong rope.
Yes.
Well, his little hooves trying to reach.
That's what that ring in their nose is for. It's for autoerotic asphyxiation. Poor old.
Oh, that'd be the worst way to put an animal down.
It's so terrible. Luckily, bulls can't speak English.
It's terrible.
Because he's in heaven and he's looking down on us, but he can't understand what we're saying about him.
Oh, that's.
Ooh, thank God. Bull heaven.
What language do you think they speak in heaven?
What language?
I assume it's Esperanto.
Yeah, I think so too.
You think so?
Yeah.
But just to make the guy who invented the happy, that's his heaven.
Yeah, he's just like,
people are finally using it.
He got there first. He was the first guy.
It was when
in
he
heaven.
Came, they're like, listen, guys, listen. What's his face is coming? You know, the guy.
Well, they just be happy
his name, I don't know. He's coming here, so let's just pretend that we've been speaking all this time.
Well, it's good for William Shatner when he gets up there. He does speak it.
They were having the meeting at the time about, okay, we ought to have all these different languages. We tried the thing with Babel, didn't go over so well. And then at that moment, Esperanto dies. I'm assuming his name is Esperanto. The inventor of Esperanto is named Esperanto.
Yes.
Jose Esperanto.
Dr. Esperanto.
And he shows up and says, guys, something in Esperanto. And then ding.
Oh, it'd be fantastic if you actually spoke Esperanto at that point.
Yeah.
And were able to like just finish that joke.
I only know one word in Esperanto, which is Morgen, meaning morning.
Oh.
Oh. Well, isn't that also German?
Yes. It's a combination of different languages.
It's the best of all worlds.
Yeah.
Isn't English already a combination of different
English
languages?
English is basically Esperanto.
Boom,
but
done.
The
just go with this one.
But without the confusing spelling things.
Love it. Let's go with English. You know. Can we just make English the language? Am I racist? Is that racist?
Can we can get rid of the Q, right?
Why? What's wrong with Q?
Well, it requires a U. That's just inefficient.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good point.
But what would you replace it with?
KW.
KW. That doesn't seem more efficient.
Nope. This guy works for the big K Council. He's trying to slip the word K into a lot of things.
I would replace it with two other letters.
Listen, racist, have you thought of KKK? Come on, I'll make this happen. Free sheets for everybody.
I think if you can learn a rule and it's always the same, then it's okay. That's my feeling on
it. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking of advertising the KKK and just like it's old Whitey from the 40s show, just like, works for me.
That's right.
Thumbs up.
Speaking as...
Special K, white. Were you behind that as well?
Absolutely.
Well, that's my character,
not the
Whitey,
regular K.
Friend of the bus, Jones, would have said. Works for me.
Yeah, was there ever a regular K? You're also a serial
Standard
expert.
Standard K.
Standard K.
Standard K.
Oh, that would
it went
be
from
good.
Standard K yeah. and then to regular
oh,
K.
Man,
regular K.
And that's then perfect.
Exemplary K. And then they scaled it back to special K.
Come on, Kellogg's. For like, you know, discount folks. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Regular K. Like anyone should just have a cereal called yes. regular K.
The problem is it's just one giant piece of special K in
you
the box.
Break it up yourself.
You have to like, regular K. You have to try
That's what they get you. They sell you the K grinders.
That's right. Oh, that would be
that's the scheme. You think you're saving money, but you are not.
You are not.
Those require regular maintenance.
That's only a one-time purchase, though.
Oh, regular
although
maintenance.
The blade sharpening, yeah.
Yeah,
that was my parents' cereal when I was a kid, was Special K. They
was it really?
The Special K.
My dad always got grape nuts.
Yeah, we went through a grape nuts phase. What is that? Does that make you poop? What's the
is
deal
it
with
really
grape nuts?
Grape?
And those,
like,
what are those giant loaves of wheat?
Shredded wheat, yeah.
Shredded wheat, but not shreddies.
No.
It's just one giant loaf.
Yeah.
And you have to just pile the sugar on that.
Once again, Pia that I is in the room, but I'm pretending is not, is a fan of that cereal. I don't understand it. Or was.
Well, I love Muffets, and they're kind of the same thing, right?
Muffets?
Yeah.
The Quaker Oats Muffets.
Okay.
Is
there a sugary
frosting?
They're
kind of a round biscuit-shaped thing, and you have to crunch them up into the bowl.
Is the sugary frosting
vanilla
or chocolate or strawberry?
There's no sugary frosting. No sugary frosting.
Okay, you lost me.
Yeah, it has
one.
Time.
What's great about them, and it has one ingredient, wheat. That's all it says in the box, wheat.
Yeah, it used to just say, who wants to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, it came in the box. It came with these little cardboard dividers between them. And I used to draw on those. That's where I would draw all my comic strips.
I used to use them as pillows.
As what?
I used to use them as pillows. The little pillow-shaped wheat.
Oh, he used them as
chunks.
We were poor. Yeah. We were a very poor family.
We could afford.
And you had really full ears. You can hear very well.
Yeah.
Did your parents ever buy you the generic version of those cereals that was on the bottom shelf that was like...
In the big bag?
In the big fake bag and it tasted crappy.
Just Puff Wheat.
Yeah, Puff Wheat. You can't
that was
really
the only one that
with.
We
But when
get.
You had the fake Fruit Loops, that was just bad news.
We were only allowed to
Fruit
get Fruit Loops when we went
Frutos.
When we went on vacation. We were allowed to get Fruit Loops.
Yeah, that's all nonsense.
Otherwise, we were never allowed sugary cereals.
Off-brand sodas? Fine. Off-brand cereals? Boo.
Is the Pop Shop off-brand soda?
Yes, I would say that would be off-brand soda.
But had a lot of
especially, I'd say when it's like Dr. Skipper or Dr. Wow or that kind of or Mountain
or Mr. Pibb
or Mountain Good Times.
Or Professor Salt.
Professor,
he was the worst. That was the worst.
Not a great
drink beverage I ever had.
Yeah, and then that guy worked for the G.I. Joe villains for a while there.
Can I tell you my favorite salt story?
Tomas and Samot?
Sorry, everybody. Dave's going to tell us his favorite salt story. This is what everyone was waiting for. So this is from the movie Salt with Angelina Jolie.
This is from the movie Salt with Angelina Jolie.
Okay, please. This is your favorite salt. This isn't the one from the Bible where the lady turns into it, right?
Okay, forget it.
Okay, go ahead. Salt story, go.
Okay, this is when I was younger, I was a teenager, I was sitting downstairs watching SWAT on television, which I was never allowed to watch as a young child, so I was eager to watch.
Because your parents thought it was about spanking. Understood.
They thought it was... It was too violent, was my mom's view of this show.
That was my dad's view of the Hulk.
Too violent.
Yeah, it was too
violent. So you weren't allowed to watch it?
He solved problems with violence, which coincidentally is how my dad solved problems. Moving on.
Because spanking isn't solving problems with violence?
It wasn't spanking, but go ahead. Moving on. All right.
Okay.
So there was spanking. All right. SWAT, which is about spanking you're watching.
In a Hulk costume.
That's right.
So I was watching, and then my mom calls me. She's like, you know, Dave, come up here. Of course, you're watching television. What do you do when your mom calls you when you're watching television?
You respect her. Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, yeah. So then it turns out, though, that because she had gotten Kentucky Fried Chicken on her way home. Delicious, right? Everyone's looking forward to it.
Before it was known as Kitchen
Fresh
Chicken.
She put it in the oven. She put it in the oven to keep it warm before my dad, because my dad wasn't home yet. It caught on fire in the oven.
Oh, nice. Did she put the whole bucket in?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. The chicken
no
didn't catch
kidding.
On fire.
That was before
no
the buckets came
only,
with that warning. Do
only,
not put this bucket in your oven.
Only, how did she put the fire out?
With
she didn't
more chicken.
She didn't throw the lid into the sink like I did. She put it out with a big thing of salt. She poured all the salt and smothered the flames. But that isn't where the story ends. Then we had to eat it. Because you don't want to waste chicken. So we had to eat this salty, foul Kentucky Fried Chicken.
And that's
so
how your siblings
awful.
Died.
It was better than the time your dad had to put out the roast with his urine.
That was bad,
Look,
too.
It's Thanksgiving.
That was
We're not ruining it. Everyone have a slice.
That was a little salty, too. A lot of nitrates.
Oh, my gosh. Do you remember Brownie's Chicken?
Yes, I do.
Thumb looking good?
Was that what it was, really?
Yeah, it was Brownie's Chicken. Yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken was finger looking good. Brownie's Chicken, thumb looking good. Church's Chicken, not very good.
Churches are still
their
around.
Slogan.
Oh, wow,
churches are still around. But churches are the first place that had a jalapeno pepper.
Yeah, when that used to be exotic.
Like weird. Like, what the hell
what's
is this thing?
About?
Bite. Yikes.
What's your favorite fast food, Torn?
You don't remember churches?
Let me ask you, Torn. Torn, pay attention to me, not Dave.
Follow me on Facebook.
Okay. What's your favorite fast food place? You're going to a fast food place. Where do you go?
This is a serious question.
Yep.
Yeah. You're on the road. You're driving down. You're passing one of those. Let's go. You're in the States. I'm going to go. You're in the States.
Ooh.
And you're passing one of those, like, all the fast food in the world.
But they don't have Takatame in the States.
What is that?
Sorry, Taco Time.
Yes, they have Taco Time in the States, don't they?
I think just across the border, but then, yeah, it turns into just
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Really, would you go with a Taco Time?
I enjoy the Takatame.
Wow.
As I pronounce it.
Okay. And Takatame, that is the god
of
death.
The Spanish,
but here's
the, yes, the Spanish pronunciation.
In the Aztec language, Takatame is the god of death.
Yeah, that's what they sacrifice people to.
Usurped Mictlantecuhtli some time ago.
He caused people aneurysms.
But the good thing about nowadays when they have the two different, because they're all owned by Pepsi,
yeah,
they can put whatever
Kentucky Fried Chicken
restaurants in the same building.
Yeah.
So you can get your taco and your blizzard all in one spot.
Do they own Dairy Queen?
I'm just making things
up.
Oh,
okay,
now.
Okay.
But you know where I'm coming from.
Okay.
My point is, you can get dessert from one place,
yeah,
and the main meal,
yeah,
your burritos, yeah, your
much like
or
you
whatever
do with your Wendy's and your Tim Ho's here quite
okay
often.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Ian, let's turn the question to you then. If you were,
yeah, think, yeah,
if you could eat at any fast food restaurant,
or better
and
yet,
it has to be to me, it has to be a common fast food restaurant. It can't.
It has to be a common fast food restaurant.
Yeah. It can't be like a.
You know,
like
I do enjoy a Taco Bell, but I do enjoy as well a Jack in the Box. I like a little I like a little sourdough bun. I like a little patty melt with a sourdough bun.
What
which
is
we
the
can't get here?
Okay. What is the item of choice of the Taco Bell?
The item of choice of the Taco Bell is anything that's got more than one thing holding the stuff in it. I like where you get the soft,
the
and then
multiple
you get the crispy,
layer, the strata,
and then
of
you get
the,
a little meat, and then you get a little cheese, and you get like that. I'm going to call it lettuce, but that's just hopeful thinking.
It's kind of like a sandwich, and then they wrap some other stuff inside the sandwich.
Right, okay. But the only times I'm in America, I'm usually really hungry because it's been a long drive. We've got across the border. We're so happy we made it across the border.
Yeah.
You've got that fear has turned into hunger. It's reversed. We live another day, and then I can actually eat it. But if it was like here, like because they used to have them at the movie theater briefly here in Canada, and it was like, oh, Taco Bell's here. That's fantastic. This is terrible. I can't eat this. No, you need the fear and the drive.
Not only can you eat it, you can eat it in the theater.
That seems incredibly wrong.
I don't like that.
No, a taco in the theater?
I don't like the eating.
Boo.
I don't like other people eating tacos in the theater,
okay,
but I sure like me eating tacos.
I just don't
like
the
smell
of it. You shouldn't have a Whopper in the theater.
Yeah, no.
That's
weird. It smells terrible.
Eating a Whopper, the sloppiest burger in the universe, in the theater. Boo.
The slopper.
Yeah, you don't have a chili dog in the theater for good goddamn reason. You know, we've settled
even
on popcorn because it's sensible.
No. Even before they had the restaurant chains in the theater food fair, you could always get a chili dog.
What?
No? Where?
Where? Explain.
Megaplex, you can get like a hot dog and put chili on it.
Listen, I don't want to.
Just like you can get the nachos with the cheese sauce.
How far back are you going? Like what? Megaplex
is
this? Months, if not years.
No,
I'm going back at least 2 years, Dave.
You know, you may be correct. I'm gonna throw this out to our listeners. Who is correct on this? Is Torin correct or is David correct? Who is correct?
Correct about what? Sorry.
About where can you get a chili dog in a movie theater?
And since
now.
When?
And since when?
That's my question.
And
yeah.
When did kids stop being free range? Those are the two questions.
And when did we go into the mirror universe?
That's right. And which mirror universe are we? Are we Earth 1 or are we Earth 2?
And is Johnny Depp going to be a good Tonto?
What?
Oh, I did not know this.
Haven't seen the pictures on the internet today?
Breaking news, everybody. Breaking news.
My
I did. I saw him dressed in a thing, but I didn't know that was Tonto. Okay. Is it modern or is it old-timey?
It just came out today that they're redoing the Lone Ranger.
Okay.
Because everyone
loves
it. Every time they do,
it's a huge
hit. When it's a cartoon, people love it. When it's a movie, people love it. When it's a comic, it's a huge hit.
That's why you have all those Lone Rangers action figures up on your wall.
It's like, yeah, that's right. That's why people keep doing the Phantom over and over again. Because people love it. They want to see the Phantom. They want to see Mandrake. They want to see the Lone Ranger. They love Green Hornet.
Here's the other thing. When you do it, you have to have one person in the cast with a silly name. So in the original one, Jay Silver Heels, and I'm quite certain, and now I've said it.
If by silly, do you mean racist?
No, that's not racist.
Okay.
And then the
no, that's a rich man's name, Jay Silverheels. Well, Mr. Silverheels,
he was a tap dancer.
Because I thought you were going to say like Tonto, and who is the Green Hornet sidekick?
Kato. They were all old names.
Everyone names with an O.
No, I was just thinking of the actor, like because in the remake of the Lone Ranger that came out in the '80s, do you remember that one? Like
I don't even remember that one.
Yes. It was very boring.
The original
Lone
Ranger had this, yeah, it wasn't very good. It had a really kind of
well, 80s were a great time for
odd name. Do you remember
what
his name was? Because I don't now that I've said it. Now that I've set myself up.
I wish there was I wish we had a giant computer screen, much like they have at his show, which is much superior.
That would have been helpful.
God damn it. Here's my question about the Green Hornet.
You.
We're probably wrapping up pretty soon.
Yep.
Here's my question about the Green Hornet. So he's got a
he's got a hornet.
He's got a his identity was what? His identity was like
he's a newspaper man.
A newspaper man named Rick Butler or Buck Bickler or Stuff Stickler, whatever his damn name is. He's a guy, and he's got
Stickler.
A secret
that
identity.
That sounds right.
And him and his partner wear masks, and his partner's name is Cato, and his real name is Cato.
Yeah.
And when he introduces people to his butler, it's, this is Cato.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the Green Hornet.
No relation to Green Hornet's sidekick.
Cato.
Well, that's what they're always saying. They're like, that's a strange coincidence.
did they ever name him as Cato while he was fighting crime, or was it just... Here's my buddy.
Well, isn't that...
Here's my sidekick.
Okay, they could be a one
Go
or two
get him,
ways.
Sidekick.
Let's just say, for sure, they call Cato Cato when he's the butler.
Right.
Okay, now when he's out with Green Hornet, does Green Hornet just never introduce the guy? Because that's rude.
I just want to say to you...
That's rude on its own.
Hello, this show originated in the 1940s. Who paid attention to the Oriental manservant?
I'm just saying, if you're trying to do a secret identity, Batman's sidekick Robin is not actually named Robin. Below, Captain America's sidekick, Bucky, actually is named Bucky. So
There you go.
That dumb tradition has continued.
But now, if Cato did have a superhero name, what would it be?
Kickstarter.
Green Hornet and Kickstarter.
He starts the kicks.
Yeah, Green Hornet and Kickstarter.
And he says, "I'm here to start the kicks."
I would just go with Kiko because it's close. But
or Kick It is also good because Kick It.
That sounds like a clown though.
And then the music starts.
Kiko the Clown.
Now on...
With the big feet, big shoes, that'd be terrible.
On the Fat Albert Show...
Hey.
They watched the cartoon.
I never learned something before it was done. Anyway, go ahead.
Was it the Brown Hornet?
Yes.
Don't remember.
That is correct. It was the Brown Hornet.
And was that not the best part of the show, watching the show inside the show?
Yes. If it was an episode where Fat Albert wasn't about to get molested, that was the best part of the show.
Is this the moment where I bring up Fearless Fosdick?
Please do.
No, I'm not going to.
All right. That's his name for his penis.
I'll write that down. That's going in the letter we're sending.
Please do.
And
please.
On that note.
There we go. We always end on an awkward note. That all worked out great. Okay, I'm going to end before Dave makes it nice again.
Cool.
Thank you so much for coming. Torrin Atkinson, you can listen to him on the Caustic Soda podcast. You can listen to his band, which is called Show Me Your Damn Shirt. It's not called Show Me Your Damn Shirt, but that is a good name for a band. The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, very good band. There is a video online, which is how many minutes of air? What's it called?
Video? 20 Minutes of Oxygen.
20 Minutes of Oxygen. It's a brilliant video. It's great. Look up 20 Minutes of Oxygen. You will thank me. It's a great song, and you're in it. It's great.
Is it 20 minutes long?
No, the song is like 3 minutes.
Oh. And there is David Dedrick over there.
That's me.
That's right. If you want to see me live, I do a show once a week over called Amuse Bouche at Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew. And on May 15th, I will be at the Cosmic Zoo with my group Titmouse. That's going to be sketch, improv, stand-up. it's all a delight. And you can listen to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio. I write for that. I think that's the end of our show. Anything else you want to say before we're done?
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Follow me on Facebook.
Goodbye. Anything my wife Pia, who's in the room, who can't be heard, say? She said, all right, we're done. Back to your lives. We love you all.
Bye.
Go in peace.
Follow me on Facebook.
Yes, ball him on Facebook. You've been listening to Sneaky Dragon, hosted by Ian Boothby and David Dedrick. For more information, visit our website, www.sneakydragon.com, and you can listen to past episodes on iTunes.